With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Over the objections of congressional Democrats, D.C. city officials, and some protesters who took to the streets, President Trump has declared a public safety emergency in Washington.
Even as D.C.'s homicide rates are declining, the president claimed that crime is out of control in the nation's capital, and he's directing a federal takeover.
Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's fantastic, is taking command of the Metropolitan Police Department as of this moment.
He signed an executive order deploying National Guard troops and threatened a military deployment if needed. The president vowed to hold criminals accountable and remove the city's homeless people. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The death toll has risen to two following an industrial accident in western Pennsylvania.
An explosion hit the Clairton Coke Works Monday morning, a U.S. steel plant south of Pittsburgh.
There is one deceased as of right now. And now a total of 10 injured.
Victor Joseph with the Allegheny County Police said emergency crews were searching for a missing worker. U.S. Steel's Scott Picazzo says other employees
safely shut down all of the gases and utilities, and the plant is stable. But as I said, it is still an active investigation.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A 32-year-old man who police say has a history of mental health issues is in custody following a deadly shooting in the parking lot of a Target store in Austin, Texas. Three people, two adults and one child, were killed. Police say the suspect made good his getaway in a carjacked vehicle and later stole a second car. He was arrested about 20 miles from the scene of the crime. President Trump giving China more time to agree to a trade deal with the U.S. He's delayed a big tariff hike for 3 months, giving negotiators some more breathing room. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 12 points. This is SRN News. Christian summer camps are ministering to kids in war-torn Ukraine.
Officials with Mission Eurasia run the camps every year to give youngsters in the country and other places an opportunity to get away from their difficult lives and hear the gospel message. About 30,000 children from 14 nations are expected to participate before the end of the summer, and the vast majority will be from Ukraine. Spokesman Sergei Rakuba says, quote, "These camps are often the first time in months that children can feel safe, play freely, and hear a message of hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says it will pay the legal expenses for Christians in Europe who have to go to court to secure their right to religious freedom. BGEA spokesman Justin Arno tells Christian Daily International, "I think that where the concern lies in the UK and in continental Europe is that these freedoms are being curtailed. There are efforts to implement hate speech laws that can be interpreted in unhelpful ways." SRN News. Delivery drones are supposed to be fast, yet the long-promised technology has been slow to take off in the United States.
More than 6 years after the Federal Aviation Administration approved the first commercial home deliveries with drones, the service is still confined to a handful of suburbs. That could soon change. The FAA proposed a new rule last week that would make it easier for companies to fly drones outside of an operator's line of sight. A handful of companies do that now, but they had to obtain waivers. Walmart, Amazon, DoorDash, and the drone companies they work with say they're preparing to make drone-based deliveries available to millions more U.S. households. Ernie Bennett reporting.
NVIDIA and AMD have agreed to share 15% of their revenues from chip sales to China with the U.S. government. The Trump administration halted the sale of advanced computer chips to China back in April over national security concerns, which subsequently did an about-face. SRNNews.com.